her father might get caught in the storm. She tried to think about what she should do if she had to spend the night alone. And she watched the clouds slip closer and closer. The night and the rain came together, but her father did not come at all. She locked the door and closed the curtains, and she sat listening to the rain drumming on the metal roof. When she couldn't bear the waiting any longer, she pulled back the edge of the curtain and peeked out. She could see nothing but the drops of rain on the glass. Nothing seemed to be moving, so she opened the window a little to see if she could hear some sign of her father. "Who's going to stay with me this dark, rainy night?" she said softly to herself. She was startled to hear a faint voice answer from way back in the woods. "I will." She slammed the window, locked it, and stood there trembling. She wondered if it could possibly have been her father's voice answering her. Could the sound have carried on the water? Maybe he was coming along the creek in the woods and heard her. She cautiously unlocked the window and raised it slightly again. This time, she called directly into the darkness. "Who's going to stay with me this dark, rainy night?" From the middle of the woods, a voice answered more strongly, "I will." With the wind and the